Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show. I'm Chris Mack. Colin Dunlap off this week. Jim Colony at a sprawling estate in Richland Township, or at least at the dining room table, which is in the heart of that sprawling estate in Richland Township. Producer Matt Cole back at our Entercom Pittsburgh headquarters in Greentree, trying to make sure everything stays on the rails, doing the early morning show, greasing the skids, so to speak. We got a lot to get to today. After 6 o'clock, once sports gets going. What's so funny, Jim? What are you laughing at already this morning?
Doesn't greasing the skids, isn't that kind of like a... I don't know. I mean, things are about to go off the rails.
I just thought of it as
there.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
I thought of greasing the skids as
making things
as sort of getting us going. Yeah, to facilitate something, you know, to get it moving.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, might have to do a little bit of research here. By the way, and I don't want to get bogged down in Swayze cinema again, but
yes, you do. Don't lie, Jim Colony. Yes, you do.
No, somebody named Jody. I don't know if that was a male Jody or a female Jody, but pointed out that, like, where's the love for Red Dawn? How could I have forgotten Red Dawn?
Yeah, we did not recognize Red Dawn yesterday in our discussion of Swayze cinema at length. As we displayed to Jim just how much of a Keanu Reeves fan he probably actually is without even knowing it, naturally
really.
That led to Point Break, yes you are, and Swayze cinema, because Youngblood came up too, also starring Keanu Reeves.
Well,
anyway.
Keanu Reeves, underrated roles, Youngblood.
We did not do a good job of bringing up Red Dawn and mentioning its place in the Swayze pantheon.
Yeah, you're right, I'm wrong. I don't know why I was thinking grease the skids meant, like, you know, in other words, it would make things easier for something to slip away.
Well, I mean, I guess it would, technically, but it would also make it easier just in general for the thing to move, you know?
Yeah. I got it.
Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway. So I had this for the pre-show this morning, Jim, unless you've got anything good. Let me ask you this. Where are we at in the point of Jim and Linda, at home with Jim and Linda? It's been 4.5 months now for all of us living in this different world. And, yeah, we're able to get out a little bit more here and there. The wife and I actually took the kids out to dinner last night. It was beautiful. We did everything, went to a nice place. Everybody had their masks on. Everybody did a good job. I didn't see Rich Fitzgerald hiding behind the bar waiting to pop out and count how many people were there. So it was a good time had by all. But for the most part, people are staying home, limiting their interactions, still doing all the right things. So for you and Linda, how are you guys getting along? You know, you guys have been together forever. You've got a wonderful marriage. But 4.5 months together in the same house without getting out all that often, well, that'll grease the skids in some direction too.
Well, nothing has changed. Really, nothing has, except that I'm here all day. Let's say, for the sake of argument, let's say that, you know, things that we're working out of the station. Okay, so what I would do is I would get up at 3 in the morning. I'd leave the house about 3:40, and then she'd get up after I would. So I wouldn't see her. I mean, I would see her. She'd be sleeping, and I would leave. And then I'd get home, and she'd be gone. And then she wouldn't get home until anywhere between, say, 4, 5:30, and if things are really bad, 6 or 6:30. And in the summer, you know, what am I going to do? Well, I'm probably going to be at a golf course someplace. So that's what I would do, and that's what I'm still doing, and that's what she's doing. It's funny. I was mentioning to Matt just before we came on, because I like I've been up since 3. Linda, I could hear her get up. You know, I can hear her stirring around. I can hear the shower and everything else. And she hasn't come downstairs yet. So she's going to come downstairs. And I'm not even going to be able to talk to her, really, because we're going to be on the air. And then she's going to leave for work. So that actually what doing the double duty, I don't really get a chance to talk to her in the morning since I've been home like this. Because it's actually been pretty cool. And it's got to be the same for you.
Yeah, it's been not much changes, you're right, from about 3 a.m. until about 10 a.m. or so. Now, for me, it's different because at 10, it's summertime and the kids aren't in school. And so at 10 a.m., I go upstairs and it's immediately daddy daycare time because my wife has been taking care of the kids since they got up. And now all of a sudden, rightfully so, she wants to do some things for herself, whether it's like get in a workout on the bike or something like that. And so I immediately get thrust into, you know, playing with the kids, doing things like that, which would typically, you know, if we were working out of the studio, that wouldn't happen until an hour and a half later. I wouldn't get home until 11 or 11:30. So that part's been different. I just wanted to make sure you and Linda were not getting on each other's nerves, because I can imagine you come downstairs and you're loud, you're doing the show, and she's trying to sleep. But it sounds like everything's right on track.
We can pretty much sleep through noise. I think both of us can. I know I can.
That's good.
Unless it's, I don't know, like every once in a while, if there's a thunderstorm in the middle of the night, it might kind of wake me up. But I can usually get right back to sleep. That's not an issue. Sleep is very precious. So usually we don't really bother one another, even when I'm, you know, downstairs recording the, thanks, Larry. Thanks, Kevin. Good morning, everyone. You know, when I'm doing the AM update. Brought to you by Coons.
That's a very good impression of yourself.
It really is. I try to be more expressive, which actually is harder to do when sitting there recording all those things. But anyway, which you're going to hear a dull voice coming up at 6 o'clock. But you know, we rarely go out. The stuff that we do, we might go out and ride our bikes. We really haven't done that as much. And one reason I've thought about doing it. You know, I'm doing updates through noon, and it's not too hot to go play golf, but it is too hot to go ride a bike for 10 miles. So we haven't done as much of that lately because it's been so hot. And like I said, we rarely go out to eat. We might get takeout, but we haven't really done any of that either. You know, we just usually eat at home.
Yeah. You two wild and crazy kids living it up out there at the sprawling colony estate in Richland Township.
But with the kids, let's say that my kids were your kids' age when all this stuff was happening.
Right.
I mean, I would have been out pitching for months. You know, as soon as I got done with work, we'd go to a ball field someplace and I'd pitch to the kids or, you know, something along those lines or shoot hoops or.
There's been
whatever.
A lot of that in the backyard. There's been I messed up my shoulder last fall. I think I told you, maybe I didn't, the carpet skate park story. It's not open anymore. They closed because of the pandemic, unfortunately. There used to be this place out in the North Hills. It was a carpet skate park, which is basically you put slippery plastic things on the bottom of your feet. The whole thing's carpeted. They've got like half pipes and stuff, and you slide around. The kids are very good at it. Adults, not so much. And so I fell and busted up my shoulder. This is probably right around Thanksgiving. And nonetheless, I didn't do anything with my shoulder other than go to some PT for a few weeks. And so this spring came around and there was no baseball because there was a pandemic and there still is. But eventually we got to a point where the kids were like, hey, pitch to me, Dad. So I've been doing the wiffle balls out in the backyard, whether it's overhand, smaller wiffle balls to my son, or underhand, larger wiffle balls to my daughter in the backyard. I probably put in a good 100 pitches a day, and they're wiffle balls, and I'm not throwing them that hard, obviously, not putting in a lot of effort, so my arm hasn't fallen off yet. But, yeah, I've worn a spot into the yard where I usually stand, and they've worn a spot into the yard where we have this little home plate thing that goes. So, yeah, there's been a ton of that.
Did you pitch yesterday?
Let me think. What's today? Today's Wednesday. Yesterday. No, yesterday was an off day.
Oh, well, that's good.
It was my day down.
Available today.
Yes, I will be available today to throw if needed.
Nick Birdie might not be, but Chris is.
Right. But yeah, we've done a ton of that. So that's been lots of, and the kids have actually been able to play, which has been nice too. I know some places they didn't get their seasons off the ground, so we've been lucky in that respect. This is what I was going to bring to the pre-show this morning, and we only got a couple minutes left, but I still think it's worth discussing. Gene Collier wrote this column, and I read most of Gene's stuff because he's a fantastic writer. But he wrote a column the other day about Mick Jagger turning 77, and I don't understand how they keep going and how they keep doing it and how they there's got to be some sort of, like, that crazy doctor who believes that the government is run by reptiles, reptilian-like aliens, who was all over Facebook yesterday. I wonder if Mick Jagger and Keith Richards and the Rolling Stones are like some sort of alien life form that has taken over human shape, and they're going to live for like 600 years.
Well, it's funny you should say that. I remember, I can't remember what year it was, but it was over 30 years ago because I was working in Boston, and we went to a Rolling Stones concert at the old Sullivan Stadium where the Patriots mm-hmm. play.
And the place was a dump, wasn't it? I've heard. I never went there.
The original one. Oh, yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible. They built it for, even in the late 60s, around 1970, for $6 million. That's how much it cost back then. And you get what you pay for, right?
Mario Lemieux's house is worth twice that much. Dear Lord.
It was really bad. Well, if you do the inflation calculator, I don't know what it would be nowadays.
Right.
It would probably be like $50 million, which is still, you just can't build anything decent. But anyway, I mean, these guys were old in, say, 1987. You know, we're thinking, man, of course, back then I was like 30. I would have been like 31 or 32. So I guess they're only 10 years older than we are, a little over 10 years, because I'm going to be 65 and Mick turns 77. The amazing part of that equation, and you mentioned his name, is that how is Keith Richards still alive?
Because we
were shocked that he was alive back then. And somehow he may be the alien.
That's what, at least one of them is, if not all of them. And this is, you know, with the crazy doctor videos that were going around on social media yesterday before they got pulled down, and the one lady, I guess, believes that there's demon sex in your dreams that can cause disease, and there's all kinds of nonsense, like reptilian-like aliens living on Earth, which gives me an idea for a discussion later, but we'll get into that later.
We saw the TV show V,
yes,
back in the day.
Yes,
that's
back
exactly
in the day, and they had a reboot.
Here.
Yes.
The original V series.
I'm convinced that the Rolling Stones are aliens living in human form.
They could be. The guy that played Robert Englund, the guy that played Freddy Krueger, he was in that series. He was one of the. He was a nice rat. The Queen Rat, Jane Badler, and this is in the TV series. She was Miss New Hampshire. I'm not sure exactly in New Hampshire she's from, but she was a Miss New Hampshire. And then she turned out to be like the evil leader of the reptiles.
She wasn't from Keene, as she would have known the colony boys, huh?
No, she wasn't from Keene.
No,
I don't know where she was from.
The Bosas were from Keene, and one of them got paid yesterday. We'll talk about that once we get things moving here in just a moment and how it affects the Pittsburgh Steelers, because it most definitely does. Things got a little spicy in Houston last night between the Astros and the Dodgers. We let you hear the parts of it that we can let you hear on the radio, because parts of it we can't let you hear. Matt Clement going to join us at 8 o'clock. Judy Batista of NFL Network at 9 o'clock. Steve Mears of AT&T Sportsnet at 9:30. Yes, we'll talk football. We'll talk the Buccos' big comeback win last night and the Pens exhibition game against the Flyers as the NHL got up and running in the bubble. It all gets started after Jim's update, which is next here on the Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.